Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. You cannot believe how excited I am and how excited the Star team is. I think you might know because it's all we're doing, living and breathing Starfest, which is happening this Saturday with all these amazing artists. We're talking about that. But right now, let me focus on a couple of guys that are going to be there, and you will love them. If you've never seen Caleb and John or met them in person, they're the real deal. They're the sweetest, kindest guys, and they're going to have so much fun with us and give us that hallelujah feeling. Caleb and John, how are you doing, guys?
What up?
You're going to make me blush.
I'm crying over here.
Yeah, so good. Man, intro.
Wow.
We are so excited for next week.
Yay. What are you most excited about? Because I know you're doing this all the time. I know maybe this is a little bit different than what you've done before out on the farm.
Yeah, I mean, really, we don't play events all the time that have actual baptisms on site, prayer tents on site. And I mean, and that's just really amazing thing. Like, you guys are practicing what you're preaching. Yeah. And like, this is for the glory of God, and this is for the furtherance of his gospel. And that's what makes us excited.
People are going to get saved.
Yes.
That's right.
We don't want anybody leaving that night without having everything taken care of. Okay. We're going to dance. We're going to shout. We're going to worship. You can go pray with the people in the prayer tent for whatever it is. If you haven't had a chance to say, Jesus, I want to take that next step and I want to get baptized, we have pastors there leading the baptism throughout the night. It's not on the main stage, by the way, so it's off to the side. But we're going to have food trucks and fireworks at the end of the night. So tell me, you guys, what is it that you are loving the most about traveling, being on the road, and singing for Jesus?
Well, I don't think it gets much better than singing for Jesus,
yes.
But just be able to do this. We've been fortunate enough to be able to bring our wives out on some of these trips.
Nice.
And just being able to make it a family thing. It's such an honor, and we know it's a big responsibility, but we just feel very blessed to be able to get to do something we love, like play music and sing songs for a living, and also to just glorify God. And hopefully, like I said, if people are going to leave saved, hopefully we can save some people. Yeah, bring people to Christ.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, it's like we sing for Jesus and we sing for people.
Yes.
So just the very fact that we get to be like face to face with some of the people that, you know, maybe God has used a song of ours to you know, show them something in their walk with Christ. And, you know, we've gotten to meet a lot of those people as we've been traveling. And it's just, that's why we do it. That's what this is all about. So just the opportunity to meet those people, I think for me, has been one of the sweetest things.
So great. And when people meet you, that's what I love, because they hear your music, hear us playing it. But when they get to see you in person, you know, there's an excitement about it. I'm like, oh, these are the guys. I love that song. People might remember Hallelujah Feeling. Where did that song come from?
Yeah. Oh, man. Personally, I remember going in there to write that song, and we had the idea of a Hallelujah Feeling, writing that as a hook. I was going through it that day. I remember my parents were in the middle of splitting, and so I went in, and I was like, I don't know about this, but we'll go for it. And so we ended up writing, and I feel like a lot of people talk about writing being therapeutic, and that day, I feel like God just used that co-write to really speak to me. You know, it talks about how some days I climb the mountains, some days I test the clouds, some days my best friend has been the cold, hard ground. And so just having that freedom to say, hey, you know, God didn't promise us that every day was going to be a good day. He didn't promise us that this life would be easy, but he did say that he's always going to be with us. Jesus died on the cross. The veil has been torn. We have the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, we can walk through the fire and we cannot be burned. We've got Jesus. And so, man, just being able to sing that every night and just to try and encourage people who are going through other stuff, even though it's just like a super happy song.
Yes.
It makes it all the more special to be able to sing that when someone's going through something that is tough, just to be able to say, hey, I can still have a Hallelujah Feeling because of what Christ did on the cross.
Yes. Right. Amen. Well, we're going to hear this in person. Get to hear Caleb and John in front of us this Saturday. Can you believe it, guys? It is this Saturday finally coming at Double H Farms.
So excited.
Yay. Woohoo. Hamilton, Indiana, Hamilton Double H Farms. You'll want to get your tickets right now. And you guys, tell everybody to come. We want kids to come too, families to come, youth groups to come, right?
That's right. Bring everybody.
Here's how you get there. We can't wait to see Caleb and John and all the other artists. You can go to star883.com and just click on the banner for Starfest. And we'll see you Saturday.